We live in a world of sheker, and sometimes like it slips past you, and you fight the person on his arena, on his field. There's a hanocha that is accepted by everybody. Everybody being the chachamim l'mineihem, that there's a religion of peace and love, unconditional love, unconditional peace and grace. L'umas, an older religion that has a stern and demanding, just God, and every time we're pushed into a vikuach of sorts, the question is, okay, so how do you defend your lack of peace and love to give all the peace and love? And we have to say a stickle pilpul. I mean, shekev v'chazov. I mean, it's. I mean, their history has been blood from aleph to tough. As soon as they stood on their own feet, as soon as they stopped being butchered, they started butchering. There was the question was only who butchered. As soon as the Ebbe Azariah finished butchering the Christians started butchering. That hanoche, where did it come from? The only thing we know, people will say, but they were Hasidim HaMasalim. Correct. They stand out. They have a halacha of make a Mishana Brias when you meet one, because they were one out of 1,000, one out of 10,000, one out of 1,000,000. The religion as such, I mean, where does the hanocha come from? It's amazing that even when we write and this and that, we automatically accept it. Kidney after kidney, Crusaders is one particular epoch. But my parents grew up in Catholic countries, very from Catholic countries, and there wasn't one. They were the ones who killed, and then was they were incited by love and the peace. But the amazing thing is, you can take a sheker, and then we're stuck, because either how do you, you know, it's that's the hanocha. The hanocha is av and achv is there, and we have to defend that there's din also. But we go through period after period to think about it. Who the last 1,000 years? Who's been our butchers? And we've been butchered all along, and it's been there. So the Pope went to visit the shul. The last Pope went to visit the shul in Rome, and the Rav greeted him. The right hand hugger is to be very cordial and easy on him. He said a capital tillim, Lule Hashem hoyaleinu bikum aleinu adam. It was very appropriate. If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us when people rose against us, we would have been gone. I think he sent a certain message of what he thought. The next kinah is a very, very difficult kinah. It's a kinah that Klal Yisrael has to address itself. In one of the darkest episodes in Klal Yisrael. And again, I'll read it from the Navi. It's the very few Musa Sfarim as good as the Navi itself. There was a Kohen Gadol named Yoyada. And he saved Yoyash from Atalyo, who was out to want to kill out all the Bnei HaMelech, and he hit him and saved him. So Yoyash owed his life to Yoyada. He became Melech. Things went not so good, and people started worshiping Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk says, Vayazvu espes Hashem elokei avoseihem, vayavdes ashorim vasatzobim, vayiketzev al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim bashmasam zois. They started leaving Avodah Hashem and started worshiping Avodah Zarah. Vayishlach behem neviim lashivim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch sent them neviim, vayu'idu bam, and they testified, they exhorted, v'lo yazinu, they didn't listen to them. And finally, V'ruach alekim lofshe Sechariah ben Yoda Koyen. Sechariah ben Yoda Koyen had a ruach of nevuah. V'ayamad mala'am, and he stood up and he said in the Beis Hamikdash, was Yom Kippur. V'ayim, they told him, Koyamar lekim, lo matem oivim es mitzvos Hashem v'lo yisat slichu ke'azavtem es Hashem v'yazav eschem. Why are you leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is left you because you've left him and you won't be matzliach. Vayikshalov, they ganged up on him, vayigemu evan, and they stoned him b'mitzvas hamelech, by the king's command, b'chatz beis Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. V'loizocha Yoyosh HaMelech HaChesed Ashas Yoda Ovev Imoy. Yoyosh didn't remember meaning it didn't bother him that his father saved his life Vayarog Esbeno, and he killed Yoyoda's sons Chaya Ben Yoyoda. U'kemoysoy, and as Chaya was dying, Omay said, Yira Hashem V'yidrash. Hashem should see this and should avenge my blood. It's a most terrible, terrible tkuf in Klal Yisrael when a Navi, a Kohen, it says a list of things. It was Yom Kippur, and it was in the Beis HaMikdash, and they this was the son of somebody who had saved his life, and he killed him because he couldn't stand his Teichacha. We automatically bristle when someone tells us Teichacha, and it reached a climax where we were able to do that. It says his blood didn't rest. The Maral says it wasn't Kipshuta, it was blood there, but it was his blood was Oymid Fekisei covered and demanded. And the Nebuchadradran, the general of the Bavlim, stood there and kept killing people until, you know, when will it be enough to say that his blood was avenged for? And that's why you find every so often in the Kina, he sort of mentions the high of the end that, yeah, Klal Yisrael tells me what I did, but they don't let on what they did. It's a tremendous moment of meeting up with things that we try to hide, with terrible things we try to hide. And until we don't come to grips with it, that blood doesn't rest. Im ach bi ich badeti va ich blav vay nay bishol khoyad bedam novi bkhatsar el mishka migdashar noy